Welcome to our little radio show. It's called 7 Second Delay. My name's Ken. I'm with here with my co-host Andy Breckman.
Hey, man.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I think you owe me an apology.
For what?
Oh, and forget it. I sometimes just try to get free apologies.
I'll give you a free apology.
I'm sure.
No problem. I'm sorry. Sorry for all the mean things I said about you behind your back.
I'm sorry for all the mean things I've been thinking about you, up to and including the last minute of my life.
You should get those things off your chest. You shouldn't hold them in.
That's true. Hey, you know what our show's been missing? It's been 20-some years.
What?
Sound effects.
Oh, yeah? You got to hold it. That's not really a sound effect.
Go to hell.
It's a, you know, a musical effect.
That's right, Ken. Yeah. You're right. Thank you. How are you doing? You bought a house? You and your wife bought a new house?
Nope. We have gone into contract, though. There are some sound effects on that little box of yours, so.
Yes, I understand.
There you go. That is a sound effect.
Yeah, thanks for correcting me. Yeah. Thanks for correcting me on that. Yeah, the first thing I played was more of a musical sting than a sound effect.
Right.
Thanks, Ken.
No problem.
Yeah.
No problem at all.
Someday you'll make a mistake, and I'll be there to correct you. It'll happen. I've been waiting.
Yeah.
So you're in contract. You've put a bid down.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It's where you and your wife and I are going to retire.
you're coming along?
Okay.
For our retirement?
I'm going to consider that an invitation.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Andy, would you retire with my wife and I?
Sure. Lots of Pictionary, lots of Boggle, lots of laughs. And then we're dead.
Yeah, no.
That's my plan. Good to have a plan.
I do have a plan for my retirement. And you know what my plan is?
What?
No Boggle.
That's all you have so far?
That's all I got, yeah. I'm defining it in the negative so far.
I'm going to watch the entire Afro Whores series from start to finish, this time in order. You know what I did?
It's only going to take 5 days. I mean, you could do it in one day.
You know what I did? This is a true story. This is going to kill you. Of course, I watched Afro Whores 1 first. Okay, everyone does.
Uh-huh.
But then I watched Afro Whores 4.
Yeah.
And it went 1, 4, this is going to kill you, 2, 4 again, swear to Christ this is true, 5, then 3, then 7.
Wait a second now. Wait a second.
I kind of lost the whole thread, the whole narrative thread.
But it's just a lot of sex, isn't it?
Yeah. I fast forward through that stuff. The sex.
Really?
There is a lot now that you mention it.
So you watch porn and then you fast forward through the sex.
Well, I'm watching it with my kids. It's just, it makes me uncomfortable to watch with.
There's usually only, you know, like a couple of seconds of dialogue.
Oh, I know.
In a porno.
At most. A minute at most.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not buying my porn at the dollar store anymore.
Apparently not. They don't sell Afro Whores at the dollar store. I know that.
And what else is happening? Wait, we shouldn't have done the porn riff. You know why? We're trying to get kids to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Kids to listen.
Right, that's right. It's a children's show tonight.
I know. What were we thinking?
And you want to know something interesting?
Yeah.
I know a family that tunes us in every Wednesday night at 6 o'clock as they drive from Teaneck back to Brooklyn.
Ah, yes.
And they have a contest every week to see how far they can make it into the show before having to turn it off.
Do you think they've already turned us off?
Oh, I think they turned us off immediately. Yeah, they're gone.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And now we can talk about that family.
Yeah.
Now we're free to name
that
family.
That family is Nahum Segal's family.
Okay. We can say almost anything we want. They've turned us off.
They have.
It's a perfect plan.
Unless the kids go back and listen to the archive later when dad's not paying attention.
But we do have a kid-centric show.
Right. We wanted to do a wake-up call for kids.
Well, yeah, kind of. We wanted to help kids look into a crystal ball, look into their own future.
And when you say that, you mean you want to smash their dreams?
No. Or I want to make their dreams even more real and more precious. What we'd like to do is have kids call or have their parents call if they're very young and tell us what they want to be when they grow up.
Right.
Just tell us what they're dreaming of being, what they're planning and hoping and dreaming that they'll become. And then what we're going to do is get a grown-up on the phone that also had that dream, that same dream, the same dream you're dreaming, and we're going to put you on the phone with them, and then we're going to dramatically reveal what that grown-up is doing now today.
Right.
So you will get a little glimpse into your future. Did that grown-up stick to the plan? Did that grown-up become the ballerina or the astronaut or the professional baseball player? Or did life deal him a couple of wild cards?
Right.
Did his plans derail?
So we want a little girl saying, I want to be a ballerina. And then we want an adult to call up to say, yes, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a ballerina too.
And now today I am
a
blank.
But now I design websites
or
for
maybe,
the community college admissions department.
Or today I am a ballerina.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
A professional ballerina. And so don't give up on your dream because it happened to me. So that is one scenario, right?
Right. So if you're in Europe, we would like you to wake your kids up right now.
Yes.
So that they can participate. And the phone number here is 201-209-9368.
If you're in Europe, yes. Thank you, Ken.
Well, some people on our chat board are saying that my kids are asleep. Should I wake them up?
The answer, oh, yes.
The answer is yes.
Oh, you always should wake them up when our show comes on.
Yeah. But wake them up on the air. Call us first and then wake them up.
No. No. Yeah, okay. Yes. Call us first and let me wake them up.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Yes. If your kids are really sleeping or napping, or your grandma's napping, or I'd love to wake someone up. Give me a call, and then we'll put the phone right up to their ear.
And how would you do it? I guess
you'll
it would depend,
see, my friend.
It would
yes.
depend on whether it was a kid or grandma.
Yes, and also I would need to know what their worst, deepest fears are.
Okay.
And I would love to wake them up.
So let's say their worst, deepest fear are clowns. What will you do then?
You'll see, my friend.
I'm going to pretend to be a sleeping kid. Ready?
Yeah. First off, you've got to get those sinuses looked at. I would say that's priority number one. Hello, Ken.
Yeah,
it's me. It's Bozo.
That's pretty scary. Okay, yeah. You've convinced me.
Okay. Hey, do we have a call screen?
We
today?
Do. No, we have no call screen.
Oh, man. So we're working with that in net.
Yeah.
This is so exciting. We're at 201-209-9368. We want to talk to kids, young people, anyone under 15, 16 years old. Tell us what you want to be when you grow up.
I guess we want the kid first.
Yeah.
Right? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, little boy. How old are you?
I am 15 years old.
Are you really? What year were you born in?
Yeah,
what year were you born in?
96.
No, right. He did that immediately off the top of his
now,
head.
Now, very, very quickly, without thinking, answer this question truthfully, without thinking.
All right.
Did you vote this year?
No.
Oh, okay. He's a kid.
All right. He is a kid. And what do you want to be when you grow up?
A filmmaker.
You want to be a filmmaker. Okay. You'd like to write and direct movies.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
And ideally, who do you idolize? Who has the career that you wish you could have?
Let's say Richard Linklater.
Yes, little independent guy, quirky voice, but also has a strong commercial sense.
Exactly.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He loves his audience. He's not one of these artsy fartsy guys.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Who's your least favorite artsy fartsy guy?
Who's my least favorite artsy fartsy guy?
Yeah.
Do you have the FMU schedule here?
No, I mean of filmmakers.
Oh.
Of the filmmakers.
Well, all these.
All these
indie festival guys.
Yeah, name one.
Well,
Woody Allen is lame.
Yes, very lame.
Well, these days, although when I was a kid, he was
right.
He was the voice. He was the
it's
voice
an
in
ebb
my
and
head.
Flow. It's an ebb and flow with Woody.
Hold on, ebb and flow.
Ebb and flow.
You're talking too fast. Ebb and flow.
And what's your name, 15-year-old filmmaker?
Will Kemp.
Okay, Will.
Will Kemp. Remember that name.
And he, now we're looking.
Didn't this kid say that name as if he's meant to say, remember this name?
Yes, he did.
Will Kemp.
Yeah.
Produced, written, and directed by Will Kemp. I think that sounds good.
It does sound good. Two syllables? It's perfect.
Yeah.
Did you already change your name to Will Kemp?
Let's just say there used to be a second syllable on that last name, but.
Wait, really?
Kemper?
Kempner. Kempner, all right.
Kempner.
Kempstein?
Kempner.
Kempner? Wait, you've already changed your name?
Yeah.
Only right then. That was my first time.
You were debuting your stage name right there?
Yeah, I was trying to disguise myself, but
you can't do that because your dad and mom are so proud of your name.
Screw them.
Love you guys.
Yeah. All right, so what we need is we need someone on the phone. Now, it doesn't matter what you're doing now. Maybe you're still in the film business. Maybe you've moved on. Maybe life is...
Maybe you can get me an internship.
Yeah, maybe you can get Will Kemp an internship. Call us up at 201-209-9368. We want to talk to an adult that felt the same way that Will does when they were 15. And then we're going to reveal dramatically what you're doing today. Does that work?
Yeah, so now we're looking for an adult...
We're looking for someone who was Will Kemp when he was 15.
Right, who at some point, we're looking for an adult to call us, who at some point wanted to be a filmmaker.
Maybe you're still a filmmaker, or maybe things didn't work out. Will's very curious, aren't you, Will?
Very, very much so.
It's kind of like looking into a crystal ball, like looking into a time machine.
Thank you guys for setting this up. Thank you very much.
It's a little public service. Yep.
You kind of wanted to work in films when you were a kid, so you would actually work very well for Will. What would your advice to Will be?
What would my advice to Will be?
Or what can you say? I mean, because when you were a kid, I think after you got over your dream of being a male prostitute, you decided you wanted to make films also.
The decision not to be a male prostitute was not made by me.
Uh-huh. Who made that?
Made by my parole officer.
I see.
201-209-9368. Now, my advice for Will is pretty simple. Get famous, hire me.
That's good advice. Hi, you're on the air.
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
That's great.
Hi, are you an adult?
I'm an adult. Well, does 25 count as an adult?
Sure. Yeah. Now, when you were 15, does Will remind you of yourself when you were 15?
He does, except...
Wait, don't tell us. Hold on. You cannot reveal yet what you are doing with your life. Hold on. That's our big surprise. Hold on. When you were 15, you would have answered the question, what do you want to be, by answering the way Will does. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And what is your name?
My name is Mitchethy Dukakis.
Now, and what is your real name?
Well, it's just Mitch. I like to add Mitchethy.
Mitch?
Mitch.
Mitch. Oh, Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch.
Mitchethy?
Mitchethy.
It's the formal version of Mitch.
Both my grandpa's names put together.
Oh, I'm loving it. Mitchethy. Yeah. Okay. Will, aren't you excited? This is someone...
This is very exciting.
This is you in...
Very much.
Will, basically, you are meeting yourself in 10 years. It's like a Twilight Zone episode. And now, are you ready? Mitch? Why don't you... Wait, hold on, Mitch. Wait, I'm going to have a little drum roll here. And then Mitch is going to reveal... what he's doing with his life. Ready, Mitch? Hold on. Here we go.
You are.
And now, Mitch, turn over all the cards. What are you doing today to make a living?
I'm taking care of my grandpa.
Exactly. Will Kemp, welcome to reality.
No.
Mitch, is that an unpaid internship?
Can I tell Will something?
Yes.
I showed my grandpa my first movie, and he went to the hospital, and he's been in there since. And now I'm just taking care of him. I don't even have time for a job. I'm still living with my parents.
Will, welcome to reality.
This is a shock to hear you guys, if I can be frank with you for a moment.
Yeah,
I thought that my dreams would lead to a career, and now I'm finding out that maybe I should have thought otherwise.
No, Will. You stick with your dreams.
I don't think so.
Tell Will that it's not worth it.
Absolutely.
A lot of shit, grandpas.
Will, the road you're on leads right to the nursing home.
No, Will.
Leads right to your grandpa's.
Pay no attention to Andy or Mitch, Will. You just keep making films. Don't
Based
give
on
up.
What? What are you talking about? Based on what, Ken? This is evidence. This is proof that the
Mitch
road he's
seems
on.
Like a bad man to me.
Yeah.
That's what grandpa said.
Well, thank you both very much, and we'll try to pair up another kid and another adult.
Thank you guys very
Thanks,
much.
Will. Okay. Thanks,
Bye.
Will.
Thanks, Will. I'm glad we were able to put a kibosh on those dreams.
The lesson of that call is not don't become a filmmaker, don't follow your dreams. The lesson is never show your films to your grandparents.
I think the lesson
ever.
Is, the lesson is man. It is manifestly obvious.
What is it?
The road Will is on will lead only to disappointment and despair.
No,
And as proof, Exhibit A. Line two. Mitch on line two.
You're such a downer.
Wait, what more proof do you need? I'm not saying it just out of thin air. We've just proved it.
We didn't.
That's empirical evidence.
We didn't examine Mitch. Like, maybe Mitch wanted to be a filmmaker, and then he never made a single film.
Oh, he did. Well, he did make a film.
Okay, he made a film. Maybe it was a porno.
I believe it was a cautionary tale, and I'm glad we caught Mitch. I'm glad we caught Will in time.
All right. Wow. So we're looking for another kid who wants his dream stomped
on. Maybe the next kid will have his dreams. What's the word I'm looking for?
Stomped on.
No, not stomped on, but verified.
Destroyed.
Not verified. Hold on. No, not destroyed. What's the opposite?
Confirmed.
Yes, confirmed.
Okay. All right.
Okay, it's Andy and Ken. Will it be dream? Will we make your dreams or will we break your heart? Give us a call at 201-209-9368. We're looking for kids 15 or younger to tell us what they want to be when they grow up.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I'm not 15 or younger anymore.
Oh, I think we got to start this with a kid.
Yeah, but thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, though.
And that's how...
Stick to your dreams.
And that's how it works. So we're at 201-209-9368.
Yeah, and I agree with Tyler, who is encouraging Will to keep making films. Don't go to school for making films. Just keep making films.
Yeah, you go, Will.
Yeah. And so you think it's futile.
Everyone knows it's futile. But it's fun to pretend for Will's sake. It's fun. It's fun to... It's fun to keep him pumped up and hopeful.
Not everybody becomes a famous Hollywood director. It's true.
Yeah.
Isn't it okay to make independent films?
Sure. You go, Will. Sure. I don't see how you could possibly fail. You go, son. You keep going. Don't give up, son.
Hey, Will, I never thought that I would ever be able to get a career doing crappy, weird radio. And look at me now.
Yeah, that's very encouraging. Look at Ken. Hey, Will, come on down to Jersey City and look at Ken. That's all you need. There's the pick-me-up you've been missing. Come on down and look at Ken. Spend a little time with Ken.
No, I don't want him to look at me, at least not directly. He can look at me through the one-way mirror.
Buck up, Will. Someday... your dreams will come true the way Ken's has. Yeah. There's the road you want to be on.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. We were looking for children who have dreams, who want to tell us what they want to be.
And the phone number is 201-209-9368.
Is this just not going to happen?
No, it's going to happen. It happened with Will and Mitch. Mitchathin, or whatever it is.
Mitchathy,
right. Phone number is 201-209-9368. We're looking for kids to call. Tell us what you want to be when you grow up, and then we will find an adult who also wanted to be that thing. When you're having fun with your little red box of sound effects.
Hey, did you hear that one?
That was a fart, yeah.
Yeah, sounded like a fart.
Yeah, I bet you got a toilet flushing on there, too.
Uh-huh.
Everybody loves the toilet flushing.
No, this is my favorite. Listen. It sounds like air coming out of your butt.
That's known as a fart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, yep.
Exactly.
One of the oldest gags in the world, fart.
Yeah, but it's still funny.
Fart never gets old.
Yeah. Yep. It's how you push the button. You don't want to push it too hard.
I don't think it matters how you push the button.
That's a good point, Ken. Yeah.
Now that's a good sound effect. That's good.
Thanks, Kenny.
That I love.
Yeah.
Is that the sad trombone? Wap, 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 wap. I guess it is, yeah.
Yeah.
But it sounds kind of happy. It's a very happy.
No, that's the sound. I'm going to bring this with me, and if the doctor ever says, Mr. Brackman, looking at the x-rays, it looks like that tumor is malignant. I'll quickly bring this out. To kind of lighten the mood. You don't want to go to a doctor without a sound effects machine.
As sad trombones go, that's a pretty jolly sad trombone.
Oh, yeah, well. Well, you don't, you know, you want to keep your chin up. 201-209-9368. And I believe Will and Mitch, those were the last calls we're going to be getting for an hour.
No, I don't think so.
We're looking for kids. Kids that have a dream, right, Ken?
Yeah. Kids who have a dream, tell us what your dream is, and then we will find an adult who had the same dream.
And then we'll see what that adult's doing today.
Another alternate...
It'll be a little peek into the future.
Yeah, another alternate topic is if you have somebody in your house who's asleep, call us up before waking them up, and Andy will wake them up.
Well, who would be asleep now? Oh, you have your own sound effect.
That's sadtrombone.com.
It
now,
is?
That is sad. Your sad trombone is happy.
Man, are you...
Go ahead. Do your sad trombone.
I am sitting with the most competitive human being. I can't even play my sound effect. Listen,
listen to
how sad...
How happy that is?
But listen to how sad Ken did.
Now listen.
I play my sound effect, and then my co-host said, oh, I can beat that sound effect.
Well, I can come up with a sad trombone that's sad.
Can't you just let me enjoy my sound effects?
Not if you're going to pull out happy-sounding sad trombones. That's good.
Yeah.
I can't beat that.
Okay, we're at 201-209-9368. How about this? If no one calls in the next 3 minutes, can I go home?
No. Nope.
Hey, did you enjoy collecting money on the subway?
Oh, yeah. Last week's show was really fun.
You collected...
I got $2. You got nothing.
You know what, what occurred to me after the fact? It cost us $2.50 to get on the subway.
Yeah.
$2.50 was our break-even point.
Yeah, you're right.
And we didn't even hit that.
So you lost $2.50.
I did.
I only lost 50 cents.
That's right. Well played, Kenny.
Yeah.
Well
and
played.
And I only worked one car.
Well played. I'm really proud of you, Ken.
You know, we could line up real sound effects so they don't sound so horrible, if you want. I could get you a soundboard so you could press buttons, you know, like...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, it does matter.
Hey, so you have your staff in Spain?
Yeah, everybody's in Spain.
Yeah.
Evan Funk Davies and Brian and Scott and Liz.
Mm-hmm. But you decided not to go.
No, because I don't want to be a pain in their ass. They hate me.
Yeah.
So I'd rather just let them have fun. Since, you know, the Primavera Sound Festival flies them out there.
Yeah. When is the actual show?
Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, it's important that FMU have a presence there in Spain.
Yeah.
Yeah, well worth the money.
Well, we're the only radio station broadcasting from
that
festival.
Oh, it's a great honor. It's a real honor there.
It is.
Yeah, it is. That's fantastic, Ken. Not a waste of money at all. Not a waste of premium money
at all.
Well,
we don't pay for it. They pay to bring us out there.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, first time caller. I can't believe I got through.
How old are you?
Listen, I'm 56, but maybe you could turn it around a little bit.
Uh-huh.
My dream was to lay under the bridge and drink wine. If my mother was around, I swear you could tell her that.
Shall I
would always go to this part of town. And
No, just don't listen. It doesn't matter. Just tune him out.
Just
tune him out mentally.
Okay. We'll just let him go.
Yeah, let him talk.
Yeah, he can't even hear us anymore.
Ken, now you're learning. Now you're learning how to host a show. Yes.
Yeah. This is great because they have a whole bit lined up, and he probably thinks we're still listening to him.
Okay, well, now let's go back. We have to respond.
Okay.
We have to go back. Well, so that was your dream, and now what did you end up doing? Oh, he hung up.
Oh, he hung up.
Because we were so rude. That was as rude as we could possibly have been.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than ignoring somebody.
No, that was worse.
Yeah.
That was relishing the fact that we were ignoring him.
Oh, it was bad.
Celebrating the fact.
Yeah.
We're at 201-209-9368. Hey, if you're there with your kids, put your kids on the phone. Your cute kids, and they'll be on the radio. Hey, Timmy, you want to be on the radio? Hey, Timmy, let's call Uncle Andy.
Don't you see what's wrong with this idea?
What?
No adult would want to put their kids through this, because did you see what happened with Will and Mitch? Will was a bright young...
But maybe their dreams will be confirmed. You don't know who you're going to get.
Usually not, right? What did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, probably...
Male prostitute, and then?
Well, I didn't begin with male prostitute.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, what did it start with?
Cowboy prostitute. And then astronaut prostitute.
Uh-huh.
And then straight up male prostitute.
I see.
Yeah.
And then when you were 10, what did you want to be?
No, I guess like every kid, but you know, baseball and...
Really?
I don't know. It was a big space race, you know, the astronauts were heroes, probably
true.
An astronaut.
I wanted to be an astronaut. Very much. I wanted to be a toy maker, then an astronaut. Then I wanted to be a parapsychologist. Now, how old were you when you realized you wanted to be a comedian or a comedy writer?
Well, in my early teens, I realized I had no other skill set whatsoever.
You were able to make people laugh.
Couldn't hit a baseball. Uh-huh. Couldn't sink a foul shot.
But you could make people laugh.
I could make people laugh.
Even when you were 12 years old.
Yes, although between you and me, a lot of it was thanks to this box.
That's not true. You didn't have that box back then. How did you make your classmates laugh when you were 12 years old?
I was kind of drawing comic books and wisecracking. I do have a memory of sitting in first grade, and I'm sure, did I ever tell the story on the air?
No.
And Jack Rananowski was voted class clown.
Wow.
And I remember sitting there consumed with jealousy, and I hated him. Because I was so much funnier than him. But
what was his name?
Jack Rananowski.
Yeah.
But he was more outgoing. He was always kind of big and loud and cracking jokes.
Well, people liked Jack Rananowski.
Yes, but I was more subtle, and I would kind of mumble my jokes more to myself or my friends. But he was voted class clown.
Uh-huh.
Damn.
How did you get
back at him? I remember bristling at that. Well, years later, you know, revenge is best served cold, as you know. Years later, about 18, 20 years later, uh-huh. I hired someone to break his kneecaps.
Uh-huh. Both kneecaps?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's true. You were robbed. Now. You were robbed of that class clown vote,
oh,
definitely.
Man, I'd love to go back there. Those fools.
Yeah.
Hate them all.
Jack Rananowski.
Wonder what he's doing now. Hey, can we look him up? He's my age.
He was nothing but loud.
Wait, he's 58. Can we look him up? Is there a way? And I know where he used to live. I'm sure he lived in my hometown, Haddonfield, right?
Did I spell it right?
I have no idea. Rananowski. Yeah. No, you have Romanowski.
No, that's who it found. It found a Jack Romanowski.
Rananowski.
Rananowski.
Oh, yeah, you did spell it right.
Yeah.
I bet that is. Huh. So it didn't come up?
Nope.
Good. Maybe he's dead.
We could check on Facebook.
If he's dead, that makes me the funniest kid in that first grade class.
So first grade, they voted for class clown.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, who was the funniest?
What were some of your subtle jokes in first grade? The ones that you would mumble to yourself?
I honestly don't remember. I remember drawing comic books of Fat Man and Bobbin. You know the hero Batman?
Batman and
Robin.
Robin?
Okay, get what I did. Listen to this.
Fat Man and Bobbin.
Yeah, I put a little twist on it. I drew him really fat. He was very overweight.
And what was Bobbin?
I don't remember Bobbin's problem. But, okay, you know Batman?
Yeah.
This is like a little parody of Batman.
Yeah, I get it.
Batman's spelled with a B normally.
No, I understand.
Okay, but I said Fat Man.
No, I get it.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. As long as you get it.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, so even knowing that, the class didn't vote for me.
You were ahead of your time. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, thanks for calling.
You were telling me about Fat Man and Bobbin.
So wait, they hung up? We had a call?
Yeah.
Call back. Hit redial. Oh, this is heartbreaking. 201-209-9368. Whoever was just on the phone, don't be shy. Come on, little boy. Come on back. We're sorry we were talking about something else.
Yeah, we're just looking for kids to call us up and tell us what they want to be when they grow up.
Come on back. Come on into my van.
And then we'll get a career counselor.
Ooh, look at the upholstery in my van. Look at my van. It has a whole stereo system.
What are all these stains on the upholstery?
That's grape juice.
I see.
That's just grape juice. Come on in. Yeah.
It doesn't smell like grape juice.
Come on in. You can smell it better back here.
Okay.
You like to smell things, little boy?
Yeah.
I got something for you to smell.
If they smell good. Oh, what have you got for me to smell?
This is fantastic. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for doing this, Ken. I'll have fantasy sex with you.
The little child molestation play acting. Yeah. No, and any time you want me to act like a little 8-year-old kid who you're molesting.
What are those egg cartons doing up? That's to soundproof the van, little boy.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, hi.
Hi. Oh, hi. What is your name?
Evan.
Evan.
Donovan.
Oh, Donovan.
Hi,
hey.
Donovan.
Hi, Donovan. How old are you?
How old are you?
Five.
Six.
Four. That's a great age. Hey, Donovan, you're on the radio. Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad your mommy and daddy said you could call. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Hey, Donovan, tell Ken and me what you want to be when you grow up.
A
firemen.
Oh, that's a great job. That is exciting. Have you ever seen a real fire truck up close?
Mm-mm.
Yes, you have. You've been on one.
Yeah, you've been on a real fire truck?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're so lucky.
I came to school.
Oh, I came to the school? Hey, Donovan, what color is a fire truck?
Silly Andy, fire trucks are red.
Yeah, they're red.
They put out fires.
Yeah. And they put out fires.
Everybody knows a fire truck is red.
I believe you could come close to passing the written exam right now. Those are the first two questions on the written exam.
So, Donovan, we are going to find somebody who's a grown-up who also wanted to be a fireman when they were your age.
Wouldn't that be fun? And then we can see what they're doing for a living right now. Wouldn't that be fun, Donovan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you stay on the phone. I'm so glad you called. 201-209-9368. Hey, if you wanted to be a fireman when you were a little boy.
You can stop talking like you're talking to a little kid now.
No, now I'm talking to you. This is
okay.
How I talk to you.
Okay.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah?
Let's try to get a grown-up who also wanted to be a fireman when they were a little boy or girl.
You don't need to talk to me like that.
Oh.
Right. We're the same age.
Yeah, we're pretty much the same age.
So if you're a grown-up and you wanted to be a fireman when you were a kid, give us a call at 201-209-9368.
So Donovan can learn what's in store for him.
Right. We have 4-year-old Donovan on line one, and he would like to know what happened with your dream of being a fireman. Maybe you grew up to be a fireman.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great, Donovan, if you grew up and you really were a fireman?
Mm-hmm.
What does your daddy do for a living?
Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
What is his job? What is your daddy's job?
What does daddy do?
What does daddy do?
He has a master.
He has a master.
He's a domestic. He's unemployed.
Oh, he's a domestic.
Wow.
Oh, daddy's at home.
Donovan has a very good vocabulary.
Daddy takes care of Donovan. What does mommy do for a living?
Bring home the bacon.
Yeah, pretty sweet. Well, Donovan, that's what I would aspire to. This fireman gig, that's a lot more trouble.
I have something to tell you.
Oh, no. What?
Donovan has something to tell you, Andy.
What, Donovan? Did you make a funny sound?
Yep.
That is fantastic, Donovan. I was doing the same material just a few minutes ago.
But you weren't doing it loud enough, though.
And Donovan was doing it with his mouth. Donovan, you are so funny. You're going to be the funniest fireman in town.
Nope.
Oh, there it is. Okay. All the other firemen on his shift.
Oh, my gosh. Fart
noises. They are going to laugh.
Fart noises are timeless.
But, Donovan, here's an interesting problem. What if you're making all the other firemen laugh the way you do, and you don't hear the big alarm go off? That's a big problem.
We never had fires in our house.
Oh, there's no fires. Well, that will solve. It's a good plan. So we're looking for a grown-up who wanted to be a... All right, hold on, Donovan. Hang on, kid. We're looking for a grown-up who wanted to be a fireman.
Dog.
Yeah, okay, Donovan's
loosening up now.
Yeah, he is.
He's hitting his stride mid-set.
He is. We're looking for someone who wanted to be a fireman. 201.
Bigfoot.
Okay, 201-209-9368.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot's real.
Donovan
Bigfoot
said
is real.
Bigfoot
is real. Says Donovan.
He's real. Did you know he was in town?
I didn't know Bigfoot was in town. Okay, we're looking for someone very quickly to save our butt and call
To
save our little butt.
Butt?
Well, I mean, we need closure on this Donovan
thing. Hey, Donovan.
No, hold on.
Donovan.
Andy said butt. Okay, 201-209-9368. We need someone.
Big Bertha.
Oh, for the love of crap.
Big Bertha. She was one of the butt sisters.
He went to a fire museum.
Oh, yeah, he went to a fire museum.
This kid is...
Is this the same little shy, quiet Donovan that we met 2 minutes ago?
Yeah, now he's...
I honestly don't know why you haven't been offered a slot here at FM.
Now he's sampling the Jimmy Castor bunch now.
201-209-9368. Okay, let's put it on.
We got somebody.
Donovan, hang on.
Hi, you're on the radio, caller number two.
Hi. Yes, I went to fire training.
Okay. Oh, you did? Hold on.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, caller number two. What is your name?
Mickey.
Mickey. Okay, Mick, don't tell us what you're doing now. But give us 1 second. We want to set it up dramatically. Hey, Donovan, guess who's on the phone?
It's Fireman.
It's a grown-up who, and you know what he, when he was little, you know what he wanted to be?
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to be a fireman, just like you want to be. I wonder what he's doing now. Do you think he grew up to be a fireman?
Yeah.
Well, let's find out. Are you ready to find out, Donovan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Hold on, Mick.
I think Wait. He went to butt school.
Hey, Mick, what are you doing now for a living?
I got burned really bad in training, and now I'm Dark Man.
What's Dark Man?
Oh, that's a superhero. This is a joke. This is not for us. Thanks, Mick. Oh, Donovan, he was trying to be as funny as you.
Hello.
Why do people even try to be funny and not make fart noises?
They're trying so hard. They're trying so hard to be funny that they forget really what is funny. but jokes.
Donovan, you're okay with me. We're going to say goodbye to Donovan.
Thanks, Donovan.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good luck
bye-bye.
With your dream of being a fireman.
Yeah, good luck. I think...
It'd be good to be a fireman.
Yeah.
For Donovan.
Yeah, that'd be good. He's perfect for fireman.
He's so darn funny.
Yeah, if you're in trouble, if you lose your house and you kind of got the kind of bummed out about it,
mm-hmm.
you'd want a fireman like Donovan to make fart noises, cheer you up.
Right.
That would be great. If you're watching your house burn, you're crying, and the fireman just comes up and just starts making fart noises. Remember that Robin Williams movie where he was a doctor that used humor?
Patch Adams. God.
Fantastic.
Oh, man.
He was to medicine what Donovan would be to fighting fires.
Oh, man. I saw Patch Adams on an airplane. That was rough, even on an airplane.
I always wanted to write, when I was at SNL, I wanted to write the sketch. It'd be the Normandy invasion. It would be D-Day on the beach. People getting their legs and arms blown off. And Patch Adams just moving from one soldier to another, trying out material.
And then, of course, there's Children's Hospital. Rob Corddry. Where they dress as clowns in the hospital.
Is that a series on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I remember when we were doing our UCB shows. You mentioned that.
Hey, we're not going to be here next week, by the way.
Yeah, as a special gift to our listeners. They've been so devoted. They've been so supportive that sometimes we like to give them a special little gift, right, from you and me.
Right. We will not be here.
Yeah, we're going to... We're going to have that. We're going to give you the week off. You've been so good. You've worked so hard. You've always been there for us, and this is the least we can do for you. We're going to give you the week off next week.
Right.
Where are you going to be next week, Ken?
I'm going to be in San Francisco, speaking at the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. But I am doing stand-up in San Francisco next Wednesday night. Since you ask, Andy.
Oh, God. Where are you going to be, Ken?
I'm going to be at the Dark Room, 2263 Mission Street, between 18th and 19th, at a monthly show called The Business.
Yeah.
TheBusinessComedy.com.
Yeah, so you don't want to miss that.
Yeah.
Tell us, did you give the address? How can people get tickets? Are there still tickets available?
It usually does sell out.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
And you're in the lineup. You're going to come out and do 10, 15 minutes?
7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Uh-huh.
And are you in the official lineup? Like
I
when
am.
They promote it?
Yes, I am in the official lineup.
And how do they promote you? How do they describe you?
They're still promoting tonight's show. They haven't started promoting next week's show yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sounds great, yeah. Ken.
Yeah. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Will you be there?
I'm going to try. I'm going to make every effort to be there. It's in San Francisco?
Yeah.
I'm going to make every reasonable effort to be there. If I'm running late, don't wait for me.
Okay. But I'll save you a seat?
I wouldn't even really do that. The odds are so slim, really. I mean, it would have to involve an abduction, a private plane flight.
Uh-huh.
The odds are I'm just not going to.
All right, I'll save you a seat.
Yeah, save me a seat.
Right up front.
I'm sure I'll read about it.
Because you're a loud laugher.
I'm sure I'll read about it in Open Mic Monthly.
Yeah. It's not an open mic.
What?
No, it's not an open mic.
It's a real show?
It's a real show.
What day of the week is it going to be?
Oh, it's a Wednesday night. It's a real show.
You mean a week from tonight you'll be on stage?
Yes.
What's your first joke?
I haven't decided yet.
You want to use my...
Your child molestation thing?
Yeah. Come to the van, little boy.
The grapefruit stain? Is that what you said? Grapefruit?
I don't know. You can use my... You want to use my Afro whores thing? My whole runner?
No, because that...
Watching them out of sequence?
No, you used an Afro whores joke in your movie Rat Race.
Oh, yeah. The classic.
Yeah.
That's right, I did. Afro whores.
So everybody wants to know...
Yeah.
Did Breckenmeyer really rent Afro whores?
Everybody wants to know that?
Yeah.
Who wants to know that?
The Rat Race fan community.
I don't even remember.
Because
that
it's not really answered. You know,
I like to think he didn't.
The clerk at the checkout.
No, he was like Mr. Straight Edge. Right. So there was no way he would have.
Okay. So he was telling the truth when he denied it.
Yeah, I believe, if I recall, his character was...
Yes, he was very straight.
He was very straight, and he was he wanted to be made partner. He wanted to get some judicial nomination down the road, and he was being very careful.
Right, right.
He didn't want to leave a paper trail.
But that was kind of before everything that you did became part of, you know, this worldwide database.
Well, I think after Bork, after the Bork nomination, people were very careful about where they rented their porn.
What? Why did Bork?
Yes, that was revealed during his.
No, it was Clarence Thomas.
No, no, sir.
Bork rented porn.
Robert Bork. They went and they looked at his Blockbuster video.
No, are you serious?
You go Google it right now. Robert Bork and porn. I believe I'm correct.
I know what I'm going to find. I'm going to find Robert Bork starring in Big Sausage Pizza. Robert Bork porn.
Don't want to talk. I believe I'm correct that was one of the controversial things that they dredged up.
Oh, he rented gay porn.
No, they did not. That's not true.
Okay.
What are you reading there? That I would have remembered. No, that's not true.
No, it just says, what if Robert Bork had only rented homosexual porn?
Oh, that's an interesting question, actually. Yeah. That's actually a very interesting question.
Huh.
How did we get on this?
About the Robert Bork stars in Big Sausage Pizza?
You want to keep giving out the number? You want to keep trying for this?
Yeah. 201-209-9368. Since we've been talking about gay porn, if you're a kid.
Yeah, see, that was a big thing there. Yeah, if you're a kid, we want to know... we want to know what your dreams are. 201-209-9368, and then we'll put you on the phone with someone who had the same dream, and that was our idea. I'm going home.
No, you can't go home yet.
Give me a reason to stay.
Robert Bork's video rental history. It included A Day at the Races, Ruthless People, and The Man Who Knew Too Much.
Well,
there was no porn.
No, I know. No, it was controversial. Not what he rented wasn't controversial.
Okay.
The fact that people dug that deep looking for dirt was controversial.
Oh, I see. So they never found porn.
No. Okay. It was all about people just digging for dirt.
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought you were saying that, like, they found Afro whores.
No.
Yeah, because that I would have remembered. Wow.
Wow. So now I'm still waiting. I need one reason to stay. There's 14 minutes left.
Let's rent out Big Sausage Pizza. Or let's act it out.
Hey, you know what we're going
to do? Starring a rejected Supreme Court justice who comes and delivers a pizza to your door, only you don't have any money.
You mean we're gonna play out? We're gonna role play?
Yeah, just like we role played before when you were the van owner and I was the little kid who was gonna get molested by the van owner.
This is just not gonna happen.
Okay.
But we can talk about what's happening in 2 weeks.
Oh yes,
this was right. Not my idea.
Another great listener idea of a pre-recorded remote show that we're gonna do 2 weeks from tonight. We're gonna air a recording of Andy. Dressed up as Elmo in Times Square, harassing children and parents.
No, not harassing.
Unless they ask to be harassed.
Give me some attitude.
Yeah. We are actually going to go rent an Elmo costume.
Can you rent an Elmo costume?
Yes, you can.
Wait, aren't there like licensing problems with that?
Oh, hell no.
You can rent a character like that?
Yeah.
I guess you can rent Batman or Superman, right?
Exactly.
Every Halloween.
Yeah, there's no intellectual property for crap like that.
There's not?
No.
Wait, could I rent a Mickey Mouse character and walk around as Mickey Mouse?
Oh, sure.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh.
You want me to go to the costume store?
Wait, hold on. If you're in Times Square, do you see Mickey Mouse's?
No, because nobody cares about Mickey Mouse anymore.
No,
kids don't like Mickey Mouse.
Kids love Mickey Mouse.
No, they don't. Not anymore. Not now.
Well, little kids do.
Disney has not managed to.
Donovan does.
No. Donovan.
Disney has not managed to what?
To update Mickey Mouse.
Oh, my God. You are
they
so
haven't.
Sad. Oh, I want to just take you by the hand and lead you to Disney World.
Yeah, is Mickey Mouse
around
Disney
World?
Is he skateboarding now?
Mickey Mouse is really hip now.
No, he's not.
He walks around with a boombox.
No, get out of no boombox.
Yeah,
boomboxes are not hip now.
Listening to disco.
Boombox. Oh, I see. Mickey Mouse has Disney has updated Mickey Mouse's image.
Wait a minute.
He's walking around.
The reason we don't see Mickey Mouse in Times Square is because the Disney is so litigious. They're so. About cracking down on
I disagree.
Stuff. Oh, please. You cannot rent a Mickey Mouse. Go pull up let's call a costume store.
Okay.
What's that big costume store in New York?
On Broadway, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse.
You cannot rent a Mickey Mouse. I know you. Do you want to bet? Do you want to bet right now?
Yeah. Let's bet. Mickey Mouse costume rental. There you go. $68.68. That's to buy it on eBay. Disney costume rental. Adult Disney costume rentals.
Really?
Yeah, there's a...
Really?
There's a sexy Mickey Mouse costume.
Wait, really?
Yes, look at all these. There's the basic boys Mickey Mouse costume for only $14.99 at Party City.
Wait, but what's to prevent a guy dressed as Mickey Mouse exposing himself at Times Square and that being a problem for the Disney brand?
You dressed up in Elmo, making sure that he doesn't do that.
I don't think you can. I just don't think you can.
Here's a question. Is it possible to rent a Mickey Mouse costume?
I don't think you can.
This is on dcurbanmom.com. We'll get back to that in a minute because we have a call. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
I'm
a costume designer, and I'm listening to the radio.
Okay.
And technically, I just rented costume characters to be in a film.
Exactly.
And you have to ask legal in order to use an Elmo or a Spider-Man or a Statue of Liberty.
Oh, but that's
any of that stuff.
You say you have to ask legal. You have to ask legal in your own film company.
No, you have to get permission.
From who?
To use any of those.
Okay, but here's
in a film, but we're not making a film.
I believe here's what she's trying to say.
I'm trying to say it's not legal. The Sesame characters.
But Sesame Street seems to look the other way at Times Square. But I don't believe Disney would look the other way.
I know Disney wouldn't.
How fast is Disney going to be able to get their lawyers out there? We're only going to be out there for an hour.
We cannot.
Oh, go for it.
A costume designer said go for it.
I was told that I could only if I rented any of them, I had to rent at least three different ones in order to use. I had to have at least three out there working in Times Square, or I couldn't just like have Elmo only, or I couldn't just have like Spider-Man or.
Who told you this?
Huh? I'm telling you.
A grown-up. A grown-up told
you. I legally know how to do this. I've been a costume years.
Why does having three characters inoculate you?
It's the Disney rule of three.
She's not quoted. This has nothing to do with Disney.
This has everything to do with whether or not it's legal for us to put them in a movie.
Do you mean if there's
whether it's legal for you to just go out and...
Oh, I see. Do you mean if there's
you have to license them in order to...
Yeah, of course, you have to license everything for a movie, but we're not making a movie.
I don't think you can rent a Mickey Mouse costume over the counter.
Those characters have to be licensed to be able to use them.
But, right. But I've seen Spider-Man costumes, and I've seen Batman costumes.
I've seen them all.
But on Halloween,
you can buy them all.
Correct me if I'm wrong. On Halloween, you don't see Mickey Mouse, do you? Walking around?
But technically, you're not supposed to be able to use the mouse without licensing the mouse.
Yeah, for a film. Sure. That makes sense.
Or maybe you do see Mickey Mouse on Halloween. I guess they sell Mickey Mouse. I'm going to talk out loud and talk myself out of this.
Okay.
Because in Disney World, if you go into the gift shops, they do sell Mickey Mouse costumes for kids.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You can dress up like Minnie Mouse, I'm sure of that.
Yeah.
But can you go to Times Square dressed as Mickey Mouse?
I think you have to have, in the Mickey or the Minnie or the Elmo, have to have a license to use them.
Well, what I would do is I would bring a gun. I mean, I know, if they try to take me, they're not going to take, I'm not going back to prison.
Right.
I just can tell you that right now.
So if they try to arrest you?
Look, I don't want to use the gun. But
you'll shoot your way out.
Look, if it's a question of me going back to prison or me getting out of there.
Yeah, I'm here on the NewYorkCostumes.com website, and there's a Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins, that's public domain because that's from the book.
There's Tigger.
Yogi
Bear.
Oh, that's Minnie Mouse.
There's the Cat in the Hat. There's Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, well, that's Disney. Winnie the Pooh is Disney. Wait, but Winnie the Pooh.
There's Batman. Okay. There's Superman.
That's Warner Brothers.
Robin, the Incredible Hulk, Spider-Man.
I'm done.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, we should have seen how long we could keep her on the phone. Okay, I'm done. That's when you know you have a great talk show going.
I'm done now.
Yeah, I'm done now. I can't wait to hang up.
There's a sexy Xena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a Xena that's not very sexy.
It's a matter of opinion.
Yeah.
Say, Flappers, yeah. Santa Claus.
Not very sexy Xena.
Frosty the Snowman.
It's on sale.
Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, Mrs. Claus.
Yeah. I feel very strongly that you can rent a Mickey Mouse or an Elmo costume and march right up to Times Square and do whatever you want.
Okay.
And I'd say if you did that every day, you might have a problem, but we're going to do it for 1 hour. That's it.
If
we get arrested, that'll make for a better radio. And plus, I'm not going to get arrested because you're going to be the one wearing the Elmo costume.
That would be hysterical. Not hysterical. This is funnier than hysterical. High hysterical. Hey, let's try to get a kid and an adult. Let's try to end the show up a kid.
On a good note?
Yeah, back on our topic.
Okay, no more Robert Bork porn talk.
Yeah, I know. That couldn't have helped.
Yeah, because now we're trying to get a kid to call. Okay, so we're done with the porn talk.
This is so bad.
Give us
a
call.
This is the worst. We've done what did we do wrong today?
Everything.
Go ahead. Let's list.
We started talking about porn, I think, like within a minute of the show beginning.
And a show that we wanted kids to hear.
Yeah, so any family tuning in together would have turned it off immediately.
Stupid.
That was mistake number one.
Stupid. Yeah. My fault. My bad.
Yeah.
That's on me.
Okay, so here we're at dcurbanmom.com, and somebody has asked the question, is it possible to rent a Mickey Mouse costume, adult size?
Yeah. Excuse me for yawning. Sorry, go ahead.
And the question here is, I'm thinking about hiring a college student to dress up as Mickey Mouse and show up here on my toddler's birthday.
Yeah.
A college student would be way cheaper than a real actor, and she won't know the difference. I'm not even sure she'll have a birthday party because she has no friends at this age.
Yeah.
So who would I invite?
Yeah.
And somebody else says, honestly, I would not do this.
Yeah.
A lot of kids get scared of dressed up characters.
The internet is fascinating.
Yeah, so this is perfect for you.
You know what I'm going to try to do?
What?
Next year, it's a New Year's resolution. Read everything on the internet.
You can't.
Start at the first website.
No, you cannot.
Why not? Start at a website. Start at like a website, www.aaaaa.com. The first website.
Well, that wasn't the first web page.
What is the first website page alphabetically?
Well, it's not. You want to know the first one chronologically.
Okay, chronologically.
It's back up. They recently just put it back up. It's a page by Tim Berners-Lee saying, here is the World Wide Web. Here's how it works.
I'll start with that. I'll do it chronologically.
Okay.
Because there's so much interesting information on the web. Like this letter you're reading right now.
Uh-huh.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
And I'd love to know and learn it all. I'm just going to start reading chronologically, even if it takes me all year. Every web page. Every letter, every comment.
Here's somebody who agrees with you. I'd seriously doubt you could rent an authentic Mickey Mouse costume.
Fascinating.
With the giant Mickey head.
I will get to this webpage.
Disney
Wait, don't read it now. I'm going to read it next year.
You're not going to get to
this. I'm reading it all next year.
No, you're not.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because if you're
I'm starting January 1st.
January 1st, you start on the first webpage ever?
I'm
going
to do it chronologically, yes.
This is like the 1 billionth webpage.
Then I'll get there in September,
No,
October.
It's going to take you longer than that.
Think how smart I'll be. Think how many interesting anecdotes I'll have. It's all on the web. Oh, listen to that. The sweetest sound you've ever heard.
Yes, the sweetest sound in the world.
So as our special gift to our listeners, Ken and I are taking next week off because we love you. We listen. We listen to your comments. We listen to your suggestions, and we act on it. We're taking the week off.
Yeah. And I'm doing stand-up.
Yeah, tell us where, Ken. Give us the address again. Hey, if you're going to be in San Francisco next Wednesday night.
I lost the address, but
it's called The Business.
The Business.
Yeah.
It's a monthly comedy show.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday night.
Yeah, isn't that great?
I promise I won't be doing any of Andy Breckman's material.
That's the secret to success.
That's my pledge to you. Hey, guess who's coming up next? It's Bronwyn C.
Hey, Bronwyn.
With Thunk Tank. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. We'll be back in 2 weeks as Andy gets arrested by Jim Henson's lawyers.
I might go to Times Square dressed as just to screw with their heads.
You treat me just like dirt, and you think that it doesn't hurt. You say I look so funny every time you put me down. You say I even look funnier when I cry, but you're in for a big surprise. Whoa, baby, now you're just about to lose your clown. What you gonna do? Without your funny man to pick on night and day. Well, you're cheating and treating me cruel, making me your personal fool. First you build me up, and then you bring me tumbling down. You say I even look funnier when I'm blue. You're just about to lose your clown. What you gonna do?
What you gonna say?
Yeah, without your funny man, you're gone night and day now. You say I even look funny when I cry, but you're in for a big surprise. Hey, I'm trying to tell you now, you're just about to lose your clown. You're gonna lose your clown now. You couldn't see it my way.
stay. I cry and pray for you to come back home. Every week in the month I was all alone. Now my heart is mended and my misery is gone. A picture of you, it didn't move me like it used to do. The place where we used to sing, I hum your tune and didn't feel a thing. The food I threw away at night, recollections gave me an appetite. I'm gonna find a woman, have some fun, but I'll never tell another gal. You're the one, for my heart is mended. I can face this world alone. So farewell, darling. Go find yourself another home. Go find yourself another home.
Baby, she got with it. Okay. She baked a biscuit, baked them nice and clean. She baked